You're listening to a passage from Practice, Unleashing the Power of Faith, a daily devotional by Jane Giroux.
Submitted by Russell M. Perry. The biggest lesson I've learned in life is the importance of kindness. Maybe I know that so well because my early life had so little. Yet God always put good people in my path that ultimately led to more success than I could have imagined. Around the age of 12, I was asked to leave my mother's home with her new husband. It wasn't a happy home, but it was all I had. My dad picked me up, only to let me out a few blocks later. I didn't have a dime to my name. Life wasn't easy. I found a room and work. I always went to school. I would pray to God every day because I knew I needed help. I managed to survive, finding food to eat, even though I refused the free lunch at school because I was too proud to accept it. Teachers were always looking out for me. I remember my high school vice principal asking me what I wanted to be. I thought for a moment and answered, a barber. He nodded, but then told me about a print class they were starting. Isn't that God's way? To plant that interest in me way back in high school. I grew up in a segregated world, my church, school, college, and community. But things were changing. At Douglas High School in Oklahoma City, I loved football and played in the first integrated game in the state, Douglas versus Capitol Hill in 1955. I was the first Black All-Stater in Oklahoma. Athletics paved the way for college, although no state school was interested in an African-American quarterback. I attended Maryland State College. After graduation, I came home and worked for the Black Dispatch newspaper, where I soon became a partner in the ownership. Throughout my business career, I've enjoyed a great relationship with a variety of bankers in Oklahoma City. They took a risk with me, but I took great risk too. In the early days of my career, with the support of my wife, I put up everything we had and worked night and day to create success. When we met challenges, I kept my focus and didn't let anger and bitterness ruin my dreams. We always stayed the course, even when we met strong resistance within our own community. My friends then are my friends now. We started the Black Chronicle in 1979. A statewide newspaper based out of Oklahoma City that focuses on the African-American community in Oklahoma. We purchased our first radio station in 1993. Today, we own 25 stations in several states and have purchased the tallest radio and television tower in Oklahoma. Our company is the largest privately owned communications company in the state and the largest Black-owned independent broadcasting company in the nation. Our company includes real estate and controlling interest in a bank. Every day is a challenging work day. Seems that God put me into a lot of firsts for an integrated world. Whatever the playing field was, I tried to enter it fully prepared with a positive attitude and a smile. Whether it was football or college or business, I never wanted to be held back by anger or resentments. Ugliness can destroy your heart and your faith. There was more controversy when Governor Frank Keating appointed me Oklahoma Secretary of Commerce. The Senate never confirmed my appointment, but I've learned to stay focused, knowing that good things will come. I'd like to take credit for my good fortune, and I have always worked hard, but my life is all about what miracles God has done. Through grace, He has changed so many challenges into opportunities. Maybe God has been so gracious to me because He knew I needed Him so much. You have to have faith to have lived my life. Even during the successful times I've been picketed and marched on, I've asked God for protection because I needed it. My greatest blessings have been my wife of more than 50 years and three amazing children who have grown into outstanding and generous adults. I enjoy my work every day and appreciate the opportunity to be involved in my community. I sit on numerous boards and serve in many leadership positions where I'm often the only man of color in the room, except for those who serve our lunch. I shake everyone's hand when I enter the room the fellow board members, and the waitstaff. At the end of the day, it's me and God, and I'm on my knees where I belong. I learned a long time ago that you need a good, clean heart to solve problems. Overall, I'd say that a lot of kindness has been directed my way. It's grown a grateful man. Russell M. Perry, owner and president, Perry Publishing and Broadcasting Company, former Oklahoma Secretary of Commerce and Oklahoma Hall of Fame inductee, Oklahoma City.